Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Kanet Friedman, joining me on the line. Thanks so much for chatting with me. And when we spoke yesterday, I had tears in my eyes when you were explaining how difficult it is to come to terms with what has happened. How are you and your family coping?
Hi, Paula. You can say we are not coping because it still doesn't go away. It's still going on. The war is still for us in the south. We are still at war. Nothing has finished by now. We are still dealing with alarms at night. We are still dealing with bombs. Here, nothing changed.
Kanet, where do you live? And you said to me that 58 people were murdered one street from you. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, I live in Ofakim. It's in the Gaza Strip. It's a small city. It's like a small village. And in 7th of October, Saturday morning, we heard a lot of alarms. We woke up at 6 a.m. For maybe half an hour after we woke up to the alarms. We heard the shotguns and screaming and hell.
Hell on earth.
Hell went.
And the 58 people that were murdered?
The 58 is citizens that woke up to someone who looked like soldiers, but they were Hamas terrorists. And they knocked on the doors and asked people to get out. They told people they are from the army, and they asked people to get out. And when the people opened the doors, they shot the people. When they started to shoot people, people understand already that something is going on, and it's not soldiers. And people got panic. And when people got panicked, they wanted to run, they wanted to hide. And in the alarms, when the alarms goes on, we are going out not all of us have a shelter inside the house. So we need to go out and run for a shelter that is maybe a few seconds from the house or something like this. And the people get out for running to the shelters and got shot. And then
let me ask you, on Friday, the body of Nata Pong.
They shoot children, grown-ups, men, elderly women and their husband. They shot a man. He opened the window to let his family to get out. The whole family got out, but he couldn't get out because they shot him first in the leg, after that in the head. And he stayed in the windows until they found him. And two soldiers, they shot them, and they put him in the tender, in the back of the tender. And after that, they throw the bodies in kindergarten when the kids are playing, and they put the bodies there. We found the soldiers. We found only in the morning. No one got out from the house because we all knew from this moment. We all knew. We have many WhatsApp groups. For example, where I work, we have groups, and they started to put message. I've been shattered. My father been shattered in the head. There are terrorists here. I don't know what to do. The police doesn't answer. I wanted to call also the police. The police doesn't answer. This morning, we had a problem. They shot down the electricity. We We didn't know what to do. The meaning of all of this was to control, to take control of the police, like they did in Sderot. It's another city next near to us. And they wanted also here, but they made a mistake. They entered the city from another place and not from the police.
Kadit, can I just stop you for a moment? Your husband is from Thailand. Was he at home that day or was he at work?
My husband every Friday goes to sit with the Thai friends from the kibbutz. And he usually drinks with them, so he doesn't come home. Only the other day at 6 a.m., 6 a.m., maybe 6:30, he comes back. This Friday, he got out and go to the kibbutz, but he said he felt something is wrong, and he come back. After 1 hour, he came back. And the morning after, the 7th of October, if he was there, that he wasn't. He was at home, thank God. He probably go out to the low Kvish.
To the main road.
He probably go out to the road and been killed by a terrorist. But thank God he stayed at home. It's the same where Mana is walking, my husband, is the same road. It's maybe five meters from the Nova
festival. Kanit, more than 30 Thai nationals, more than 30 people from Thailand were killed on October the 7th. Did you and your husband know them?
Yes, we have two friends. One of them murdered brutally. His head cut off. And all the room was in blood. They dragged them out of the room, and they have a fight. They first they shot them, and after that they wanted to take the head off. In Alumim, in Kibbutz Alumim, there were 70 workers. Only one stayed alive, barely alive, shy. Only one stayed alive.
Kanit,
they killed all of them.
Kanit, on Friday, the body of Natapong Pinta, who's also from Thailand, was returned to Israel from Gaza. Did you know him? Can you tell me anything about him?
Natapong, his nickname is Pon. I didn't know him personally, but all of the holidays and all of the day of the king, all of those days they are doing together. They do parties and the holidays, and they are always together. And I see him a lot. He worked in Niroz, but he came a lot to where my husband work, to sit with the Thai people. And he came to an up store. He had a lot of friends. He was there. He was a happy person. He always talked about his family, about his kids. A good man. He wanted to work because he knows if he won't work, the family can't go forward. That's why he came to Israel.
It's so upsetting. I mean, are there any Thai workers still in Israel?
A lot of after what happened, a lot of Thai workers didn't want to stay. There are not many that left there and said, okay, I will stay, I will work. A lot of them ran away, and I understand them. It's fighting. And they did come back. Not all of them, but a few of them come back. We have three good friends that came back, and they are working. It's hard to explain, and no one is here to understand. But we sleep through the bombs. We hear the bombs of Gaza. What we are doing there, we hear the bombs of the other side, kilo of Gaza throwing here, and it's all the night and all the day you are working, you are cooking, you are sleeping, and you hear boom, boom, and all the windows in the house, ta-tan, ta-tan. You live inside the war.
Kamit, I have one last question for you. As far as you know, are there still Thai people or other foreign workers who are being held in Gaza, either as hostages or they've been killed and their bodies are still there?
There are two more Thai people there.
Are they alive or we don't know?
We don't know. Pon, for example, Natapon, we all thought that he's alive, but when they found the body, everyone understand. Now we are worrying about the two that are there. We don't know if they are alive or not.
Kanit, I need to say thank you. I know you're crying, and I know you were nervous about talking to me, and you asked me to keep the interview short. I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to let you go, and I want you to know that my heart and the heart of everybody who's listening to this interview is with you. You're in our thoughts and you're in our prayers, and if there's anything that we can do, you and I will stay in touch, okay?